warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. The brothers who are sitting in the back, I humbly request it that they can move forward, come closer, inshallah. Sit in the first row and second row, please. Humbly request. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina safa. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من فتحت له أبواب الدعاء فتحت له أبواب الرحمة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear brothers and sisters, we were speaking of the misconceptions we have about Islam. Last Friday, alhamdulillah, we also talked about this. And it's really important, my dear brothers and sisters, because this is what Shaitan's real goal is. Shaitan, evil, the devil, he cannot just erase the haqq from the face of earth. He just cannot do that. Because the reality, the truth is protected by Allah Himself. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. This reality, this truth, this haqq has been revealed by Allah and protected at the same time by Allah also. Shaitan cannot harm it. Shaitan cannot change it. Shaitan cannot erase it. But what he will do, what he can do, is that he is going to put so many misconceptions about Islam in people's mind. About haqq in people's mind. That's why against it, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given to us. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Now the dua, see, mashayikh or ulama-e kiram, they tell us that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way he is Nabi and a prophet in a ibadat, that he is supposed to tell us how to do, how to serve Allah, how to worship Allah. The same way he is a prophet of dua also. He just not came to us to tell us how to worship. He came to us to tell us how to ask Allah also. He is a prophet of dua also. But this is an amazing thing, that every dua of his has a huge lesson into it. Has a huge guideline into it. Great guideline is there. That he said, Allahumma arinal haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a. See, three things he asked. Oh Allah, show me the reality. And then he said, Oh Allah, show me the reality as reality. And not just show me the reality as reality, but let me follow it also. Warzuqna ittiba'a. Because sometimes a person sees the reality, but he doesn't see it as reality. Haq to dekha, lekin haq nahi samjhe. The haq was right in front of you, but you couldn't see it as haq. So many hypocrites, so many non-believers in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his company, in his gatherings, in his talks, living with him. Couldn't see that. couldn't see it. So shaitan cannot erase it. It can just manipulate it. It will show, it will the picture, the face of deen is going to be totally different, and what you see is going to be totally different. What normally people have in their minds, that if in order to bring deen in our life, we have to give up everything we do. I have to give up the places I go to, I have to give up all my friends, the activities that I'm in, I have to give up everything. When a person have this mindset, he sees deen as a huge mountain to climb. Oh, that's that's impossible. And on the other hand, Allah and His Rasul is telling us one thing, the real picture of deen, the real face of deen. What is it? يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. What is it? What is Allah saying? I want ease from you. I want you to be easy, not hard. This is Allah is saying, the one who has given us this deen. I want you to live an easy life, not a hard life. I want you to live an easy life. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes and he says, in other words, same thing, ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is very easy. It's not like climbing a mountain. No. You see it, you see a different picture. That's not the real picture of deen. Now there are many misconceptions, my dear brothers and sisters, but one thing I really want to talk about, which I see a lot, I experience myself a lot, and you, everybody knows this, everybody says this, that somehow shaitan has made us think, and he made this mindset in our minds, that dunya is something else and deen is something else. Worldly life, I have two parts of my life. One is my worldly life and one is my religious life. It's two separate things. It's not one thing. This is what shaitan has made us think. So what pattern of life he has put us in? Okay. You just need to make sure that you come, show up for Jummah prayer once in a week. That is enough for your religious life. And then that's it. Throughout the week, you have to take care of your dunya. That's it. And a person becomes satisfied. Okay, at least I'm doing something. Now I'm free all week. I can do whatever I want. Go wherever I want. Because they are two separate things. When Ramadan comes, you have to give a little more. Just to satisfy yourself that you're doing something for your religious life. Allahu Akbar. And what deen has told us, my dear brothers and sisters, everybody please understand this. And may Allah grant us this understanding. That for a believer, the one who recites La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, the one who believes in Akhirat, the one who believes in Allah as the creator, as the initiator of this entire world, entire system, he has no such thing as worldly life. Every aspect of his life is deen. Every aspect. Allahu Akbar. With these students, we went last week to visit one alim. So I asked this alim to give some advice to these students. Very first thing he said to them, is everyone listening? I was thinking he is going to advise them to pray 5 times salah properly. To stay away from sins. This is what I had in my mind. The first thing he told them, you have to get A+ in your studies. Think of it as ibadat, not just worldly life. There's nothing to do with your worldly life. A plus in your studies. Which hadith tells this? Because my dear brothers, let me explain this. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-dunya daru man la darala." You know, in Urdu we have this term also, dunya dar and deen dar. The person, you know, you're waiting for salah and somebody just walks into the masjid and he just came back from work. You say salam to him, you talk to him. So he will say, "I just came back from my dunya. I just came from dunya." What? For Muslim, there is no dunya. It's all deen. Because dunya, world, this world is a world, is a house for a person who has no house at all. Ad-dunya daru man la darala. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Dunya is a house of a person. This world is a world of a person who has no world, who has no place to live. Because when you have this dunya in your mind as your objective of life, you're going to lose it anyway, and you never work for akhirat, so you lose both of them at the same time. So you have nothing. You have nothing. So my dear brothers, which brings us to the right pattern of life. We need to think, I need to think, what will bring my normal life into the pattern of deen? How can I make this normal life I'm living a religious life, a righteous life, what Allah wants me to live? Imagine if the same work you go to every day, the same job you have every day, that turns into ibadat. And you experience the ta'alluq of Allah, the closeness of Allah, the way you feel while offering salah, same feeling you feel at your work. This is called deen. Now how to bring that thinking, how to bring that mindset, that is called hidayat. I don't know if I'm able to explain myself. That is called hidayat. And this is what we are asked, commanded by Allah to ask every day. Ask Allah, how can I live my normal life the way I'm living, but it becomes pleasing to Allah? That is it. That is it. You don't have to give up anything. You don't have to give up your job, your shop, your business. No, 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 no. You don't have to give up your family, your friends. No. It's just you have to figure out that pattern of life, which is a normal life, and it is according to the commands of Allah and the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is it. Every single day, while working, while having your business, you will get closer to Allah. You will earn Jannat. This is how Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullah Ajma'in earned this dunya and akhirat. This is how they spread deen. People used to admire their life because it was a normal life. It was not an abnormal life. People used to come close to them and people were inspired by them because they weren't living a normal life. With family, with job, and they are getting close to Allah day by day. That is called hidayat, my dear brothers. That is the right understanding of deen. That is the right mindset. We were reading in halqa of hadith. Allahu Akbar. In the chapter of ikhlas. Please everyone pay attention to this. Now look, this will define everything what I'm trying to say. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the mafhum of the hadith is that a person, when he spends on his family for the sake of Allah, he gets reward on it. Now spending on my family, what do we consider? Dunya or deen? We consider it dunya. When I put money in the sadaqah box, I feel, okay, I did something for deen. But when I spend it on my family, what do I think? This is totally dunya. This is separate. This is not deen. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying? He said, no, this is not dunya. This is also deen. When you spend on your family, when you pay your bill, when you pay your rent, when you buy your family stuff. Up till he says, a piece of bread, a morsel you take and you put into your wife's mouth, that is also sadaqah. That is also rewarding. That also brings you close to Allah. But you don't want it. You don't want to be close to Allah. Yes, shaitan has made you think this normal life is something else and deen is something else. And he's taken us away from Allah. Because of that, even though whatever level of deen we have in our life, my dear brothers, even that is not bringing us close to Allah. Even in that, we have no hope of reward. I just come for Jummah prayer. I just do whatever I do in the name of deen to satisfy myself. Okay, I'm still Muslim. No, my dear brothers. So this understanding, having this understanding, how can I earn that normal, balanced, organized life which brings me closer to Allah, which gives me the pleasure of Allah? This is deen. This is the right understanding of deen, the right mindset of deen. But shaitan has made it so hard. Oh no. If you do this, if you come close to Allah, you have to give up everything. You can't have joy in your life if you come to deen. And people see it. This is what happens. The Shaykh, I was learning from him, so he was saying, Ajib. And this is the mindset people have. So those people who find deen later on in their life, so they have this so much guilt in them that we have done so much wrong all our life. So now when they feel this embarrassment and they feel this regret and they want to go close to Allah now and they want to practice deen now, sometimes they become more Islamic than what Islam is. They think, you know, even smiling is haram now. You have to be this serious face all the time. If somebody smiles in the masjid, oh, you're smiling in the masjid? You're talking in the masjid? It's just that when you have Islam, you cannot have normal life. No. Totally wrong. About Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it comes kana basaman. Allahu Akbar. Now how would I translate basaman? Kana basaman. He was someone who always smiled. How much hardships he was going through? How much problems he had in his life? Always smiling. Kana basaman. Because my dear brothers, deen offers a normal life. That's what I want to explain. Deen offers a normal life. An easy life. A life which gives you this dunya also and akhirat also. This is what deen is. Now, the last point I want to make. That how to understand, how everybody has a different life here. Somebody has work, somebody has job, somebody has a business. Somebody is a teacher, somebody is an engineer, somebody is a student. Everybody is living a different life. Now deen is for everyone. And this is so amazing thing about deen. This is one of the amazing miracles about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know what Mufassirin has written in the about that ayat, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَسْوَةُ الْحَسَنَةِ. See? If I say a person that he is a role model. So he can be only role model in one profession. Right? If he is an engineer, so he is going to be a role model for all the engineers. He cannot be a role model for doctors. Right? If a person is a great doctor, and great role model in a doctor, he is going to be a role model for the doctors only, not for the engineers. If somebody is a great politician, so he is going to be a role model for the politicians only, not for the doctor and engineer. But here we have a personality about whom Allah is exclaiming that he is a role model for each and every profession in the world. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ, for each and every one of you, not only for the politicians. His life is so complete and so balanced, so organized, so normal, that everybody being in his own profession can become a role model by just applying his life into his life. That's it. That is deen. That is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That is it. So my dear brothers, now I need to figure out, I need to ask Allah, O Allah, how this deen which is pleasing to you and your Rasul can fit in my life. Asking Allah that is called hidayat. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. And you know, my dear brothers, Allah could have given that also, like he has given us so many things without asking him. One of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam begins with this one word: Ya mufdiyan ni'am bi ghairi istihqaqiha. Oh, the one who gives, who starts giving without even deserving it, without even asking for it. So Allah could have guided all of us, given us hidayat without even asking. But only about this thing Allah has put the restriction of asking, making dua. About anything else, Allah did not say that if you will ask me for help, then I will give you help. No. Allah has given us health like that. Everything like that. But about hidayat only, Allah has said, no, you have to work for it. You have to show me that you are really in need of it. Then I will do it. And you have to keep on showing to me, keep on asking me for this hidayat. What ulama has written, I'll tell you this. Anything you ask Allah, Allah will give it to you here, or otherwise Allah will give you in the hereafter. An alternative of it in the hereafter. There's only one thing in this world. When you ask Allah, Allah will only give you in this world. There's no alternative of it in akhirah. What is that one thing? Hidayat. Hidayat. Understanding of deen. How deen fits in my life. How deen fits in my life. And how eagerly Allah is in wait, Allah anticipating from us to ask Him to guide to ask Him to guide us. That you know, when a son goes out in the military, so the father, he do not say, if my son comes back, then I'll be really happy. He does not say this. He will say, when my son will come back. You know the difference between when and if? So if has less hope in it. You know, maybe he do not come. But father will never say this. Because he has full hope, full belief that my son will come back. So he will say, when my son will come. So there is a difference, same difference between in Arabic also. There is in and there is ida. In and ida. When and if. So Allah did not say in the Quran, if my slaves ask about me. He did not say that. Because Allah has full belief my slave will ask about me. When my slave, wa ida sa'alaka. It's not wa'in sa'alaka. Oh my beloved, when my slaves, I have full belief they will ask about me. They will ask me about this hidayat. فَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And then he says, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي. Now this conversation, this dua interaction, how strange it is. You know, normally we meet people in our life with our own status, same status. There is no conversation in the world between the most high and the most lower, the lowest person, right? The person who, the one who works in a great company, how often they get to see their CEO in the company? Sometimes whole life in the company, they don't get to see their CEO. And even if they get to their CEO, see their CEO, it's just 1 minute or 2 minutes. But here, this conversation is between ibadi. Allah called out to us with our real status, which is the most lowest ibadi, slave. And who is he? The highest level, Rabb, controller of everything. But Allah is saying, when this conversation will take place, ujibu da'wat ad-da'i, I will not, two things, the time is already up. But this is something, this ayat is so strange. It needs a whole lot of explanation. But how, it's just what I want to explain from this ayat, that how much anticipation is there in this ayat. How much waiting, how much Allah is waiting for us to call out to Him to guide us. So He is saying, Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'ani. The next word is, I am going to for sure respond to their call when they will call me. So the restriction comes first and the result comes next. But Allah switched that. Allah said the result first and the restriction next. It should be when they will call out to me, I will respond to them. That's how it's supposed to be. The sun comes first, then the day begins. Right? But Allah said, no. I will for sure respond to them when they will call out to me. And then Allah did not say, ad-da'in. It's not a nakira here, it's a marifa here. Alif with alifa. Da'wat ad-da'i. So when a person receives so many calls, now how many calls Allah is receiving? Is it hard for him to remember each caller, or is okay, is easy for him? But Allah is saying, ad-da'i. Ad-da'i means the caller, not a caller. That I know for sure who has called me. He is unique to me. I recognize him, the one who has called out to me. La'allahum yashudun. So irshad is, my dear brothers, the right pattern of life, what one needs in his life. This is called rushd. This is a synonymous word of hidayat. But rushd means, this is what the people of Kaif ask Allah. Rushd. That what is the right way of my life? What I need in from Deen? What I need from Quran? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to ask Allah for hidayat.